This is a download from BFM 89.9. The business station.
Aside from that, though, in some international headlines for you, the US-China trade war is expected to bite Apple, pardon the pun. Tim Cook, the CEO, made a strong case that Samsung will have a competitive advantage as it won't be affected by tariffs as Apple. Now, this is according to President Donald Trump after a meeting with Cook over the weekend.
The majority of Apple's devices are made in China, of course, before being exported back to the US and the rest of the world. According to the South China Morning Post, Apple counts about 10,000 employees in China and is responsible for more than 3 million jobs there through the entire ecosystem of supply chain. So it's a pretty big force to be reckoned with in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm. For sure. But on the flip side, Samsung's products are made in several countries such as Vietnam, China and South Korea. So the argument is that the tariff impact will be smaller on Samsung. So in the up and coming weeks and months, a majority of Apple products will be hit with 10% tariffs. Levies on the iPhone, iPad and Apple laptops, however, have been delayed to December 15.
Indeed. And it's going to be an interesting time because who knows how this will play into Apple's businesses next year with full tariff implementation. So this morning, for a bit more of a look, we turn to Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. Now, Wedbush has an outperform rating on Apple with a target price of $245. That's an upside of about 16%. Now, thank you for joining us this morning, Dan. Now, Apple's products are due to be hit with tariffs in the next weeks or months. Are you concerned at all about this?
Well, this continues to be an overhang for Apple, and you've seen on the stock because the vast majority of products are made out of China, and there's no change that's going to happen there in the foreseeable future. So I think the temporary change to December 15 has been a little reprieve, but no doubt this continues to be a dark cloud over Apple stock.
And what are your expectations for Apple in 2020 as a result of this? Tariffs, obviously, is going to be very negatively impacted.
Look, right now we think it's containable. And ultimately, as you saw with Cook and Trump over the weekend, I mean, they continue to sort of be trying to fight the fight in terms of making sure that they potentially get excluded from some of those tariffs. Right now, it's about a 4% cut to EPS if the tariffs came in. So I think it's containable, but it comes down to if this continues to sustain, it would impact demand in the U.S. going into a major iPhone product cycle.
And Dan, will this impair Apple's ability to compete with Samsung, or is the real risk actually for Apple in terms of a slowdown of their high iPhone sales, which we have seen in the last quarter?
No doubt. I mean, right now they continue to see headwinds in the smartphone industry, more maturity. But when you look at Samsung, right now this is a two-horse race between Apple and Samsung. And when you look at the tariffs definitely disproportionately hurt Apple versus Samsung, given Samsung does produce a lot in Vietnam and in South Korea, which continues to be excluded, obviously, from the tariffs. That's right now. This is going into a key cycle, and Cook and Cupertino are not going to take this sitting down.
And Dan, with Cook whispering into Trump's ear, do you think that President Trump would capitulate on some of this rhetoric and indeed change the trade tension policies?
Well, Cook is almost a pseudo ambassador between U.S. and China because right now, if you look at Apple, Apple's the poster child for the U.S.-China trade war, not just in the supply chain, but also in demand. 20% of iPhones, we predict, are going to come out of China. That's why I continue to believe that when it all comes down to it, that Apple could potentially be excluded from tariffs. And I think that's why Cook continues to make sure that Trump better understands Apple's strategic position, given what's happening in the tariff situation.
So, Dan, at current valuations, why, though, are you still bullish on Apple?
Because I view this fundamentally as a company of the services business is worth $400 to $450 billion. And I think this is ultimately a $1.2 trillion type valuation. So I think when you look at Apple right here, near term, it's a hand-holding period, but our long-term decade bullish view on Apple is not exempted from the tariff issue, even though it definitely caused volatility on the street.
Thank you so much, Dan. And that was Daniel Ives, Managing Director for Equities Research at Wedbush Securities. And he's of the opinion that actually the effect from the tariff will be containable because they foresee a 4% hit to their earnings per share if tariffs do indeed come through. But 4% at the end of the day is not the end of the world.
I like the fact that he mentioned that Tim Cook is, in fact, a
de facto ambassador
and a poster boy for
pseudo US ambassador.
US China relationship. So Tim Cook may be the savior of the world in terms of ending this trade war. Could be. Who knows?
Who knows?
Yes, maybe. And then maybe after that, we will all be using Apple iPhones. But with their latest financial results, though, Apple has also shown that they can move beyond the iPhone because with hardware and services that can help the tech giant weather the slumping smartphone market, as well as possibly weather the risk of tariffs. In the recent quarter, they actually took in less than half of their revenue from the iPhone. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.